Friends, it's Peter Trenum. Welcome to the Gospel Trail. Thanks for being with me today. Our sponsors are the Pugwash Cooperative Limited and Cunningham Construction from Pugwash. I invite you to sit back, relax with that cup of tea or coffee, and enjoy a one-hour program of classic country gospel music with a touch of bluegrass.
There's but one real religion that redeems a sinner's soul. It's as timeless as the ages, and it never will grow old. My Lord gave the key to Thomas, I'm the way, the truth, the life. And the way has never changed since he spoke the word that night. My religion's not old-fashioned, but it's real genuine. Two and two make four today, as it did in my Lord's time. Modern days don't make a difference, you can alter through the time. My religion's not old-fashioned, but it's real genuine. In this world of wild confusion, we are often led astray. When we hear we are old-fashioned, as men speak of God today. My Lord doesn't deal with fashions, he's more timeless than the sea. And his words still hold the power, as they did in Galilee. My religion's not old-fashioned, but it's real genuine. Two and two make four today, as it did in my Lord's time. Modern days don't make a difference, you can alter through the time. My religion's not old-fashioned, but it's real genuine. Some are prone to take the Bible and dilute the words of Christ. They admit he came here once, but he'll never make it twice. Be not tempted by these prophets, he said such men would arise. There is darkness in their teaching, but there's light through Jesus Christ. My religion's not old-fashioned, but it's real genuine. Two and two make four today, as it did in my Lord's time. Modern days don't make a difference, you can alter through the time. My religion's not old-fashioned, but it's real genuine. My religion's not old-fashioned, but it's real genuine. Two and two make four today, as it did in my Lord's time. Modern days don't make a difference, you can alter through the time. My religion's not old-fashioned, but it's real genuine. My religion's not old-fashioned, but it's real genuine.
Lester McPherson, the island's country gentleman, from Cardigan, PEI, just a great guy and seasoned performer, opening program 730, the 14th anniversary for the Gospel Trail. Lester has released seven albums and the winner of several PEI Music Awards. He's known for his laid-back classic country music style, inspired by artists like Hank Williams and George Jones. He certainly is an island favorite. My Religion's Not Old-Fashioned is a Stuart Hamlin song, and that's from Lester's CD, Gospel Favorites, issued in 2002. And as I said, friends, welcome to the 14th anniversary of the Gospel Trail, and the only reason the program is still on radio is because you folks still want to hear it, and I appreciate all your comments over the past 14 years. Friends, next I'm calling on Charlie Hansen, co-host of Bluegrass Island, one fine show, as you all know. In the early to mid-70s, Charlie was making waves in the Toronto music scene, performing with many of Canada's finest, people like Diane Lee, Carol Baker, Chef Adams, Ollie Strong, Al Briscoe, and many others. And Charlie actually worked for Diane Lee for a few years. Many recorded Charlie's songs. And some of Charlie's awards are the East Coast Bluegrass Music Association DJ of the Year in 2003 and 2004, the PEI Music Awards Weekend Warrior, that was in 2004, the East Coast Music Stompin' Tom Award in 2005, and the Lifetime Achievement Award from Music PEI. He's been on radio for 28 years and has been living in Halifax since 2015. Charlie's a fan of both country and bluegrass, and I know he's a big Merle Haggard fan, and he sure does a stand-up job here on Merle Haggard's Cabin in the Hills.
I dreamed I saw Jesus last night. He was sitting on a mountain in the moonlight, and in his hand he held the key to a cabin that I've dreamed of all my life. Money makes the rules we have to live by. A home is just a place to send the bills. God knows I'm not happy in a mansion, so he's building me a cabin in the hills. It might be finished in the morning, so I lie awake and take no sleeping pills. God knows how I've worked and what I pray for, so he's building me a cabin in the hills. I've lived my lonely life down in the valley, with the factories, the rivers, and the mills. And you know, sometimes I can almost hear his hammer, 'cause he's building me a cabin in the hills. Well, someone has to keep the home fires burning, so I sweat and get the harvest in the field. Life for me won't be the same hereafter, 'cause he's building me a cabin in the hills. I've lived my lonely life down in the valley, with the factories, the rivers, and the mills. And you know, sometimes I can almost hear his hammer, 'cause he's building me a cabin in the hills. Yes, God's building me a cabin in the hills.
Riding home into the Lord, riding home into the Lord. For if I could, I surely would stand on that rock where Moses stood. Lord, I ain't no stranger now. Lord, I ain't no stranger now. I've been introduced to the Father and the Son. Lord, I ain't no stranger now. Riding home unto the Lord, riding home unto the Lord. For if I could, I surely would stand on that rock where Moses stood. Sinners, run and hide your face. Sinners, run and hide your face. Sinners, run to the rock and hide your face. The rock cried out, no hiding place.
Crying hole unto the Lord, crying hole unto the Lord. For if I could, I surely would stand on that rock where Moses stood. Where Moses stood.
Paul Hebert from Rogersville, New Brunswick, with one terrific version of Crying Holy Unto the Lord, also known as On the Rock Where Moses Stood. The first recorded version was in 1924 by the Norfolk Jubilee Singers. The Carter family cut it in 1930, and Bill Monroe's first recording of it was in 1941. Now, friends, you know, George Jones is a must for my 14th anniversary show. Homecoming in Heaven is the title cut from his 1962 United Artists album. I see four names listed as the writer of this song: Walt Breland, Paul Buskirk, Claude Gray, and Willie Nelson. Makes me wonder who really wrote this one. These same four names appear on Willie Nelson's song, The Family Bible, and we know Willie was the writer of that one. And I wouldn't be surprised if Willie wrote Homecoming in Heaven as well. And from the possum, we go to the International Ambassador for Country Music, George Hamilton IV. George was the first American country singer to have his own British television series on BBC. He also hosted a successful television series here in Canada for 7 years in the 1970s. It was called North Country, and it came out of Hamilton, Ontario. It was viewed around the world, and Michael T. Wall was a guest several times. And it was 1972 when George Hamilton first issued Country Music in My Soul on his RCA Victor album of the same title. And you'll hear that right after George Jones gives us Homecoming in Heaven.
My years have been many, my loved ones are gone, and I miss them more every day. I'm ready to move to that heavenly home, and I yearn for the day I can say, take this ring from my finger, these shoes from my feet, take all of my worldly possessions away. Just leave me my Bible, a date I must keep, it's homecoming in heaven for me. I'll kiss my old mother.
shake hands with my dad. I know they'll remember their boy. We'll all be so happy, and I'll be so glad as our cup runneth over with joy. Take this ring from my finger, these shoes from my feet. Take all of my worldly possessions away. Just leave me my Bible, a date I must keep. It's homecoming in heaven for me.
I've been traveling the highways with my guitar for so long, shaking hands and meeting lots of folks, living my life my way with a handshake and a song, caring little if I was rich or broke. 'Cause there's country music in my soul, people music for the young and the old. Well, I'll keep on singing a song, I'll keep on keeping on, 'cause there's country music in my soul. Well, I met a man in Illinois who came to hear our show. Well, he brought his wife and all his 14 kids. Why he took the trouble, Lord, I swear I'll never know. But we gave him everything we had to give, 'cause there's country music in my soul, people music for the young and the old. I'll keep on singing a song, keep on keeping on, 'cause there's country music in my soul. When the final curtain falls and I go to meet the Lord, if he asks me what I think I'd like to do, well, I'll humbly request he seat the people on the floor, 'cause I'd kinda like to sing them all a tune. 'Cause there's country music in my soul, people music for the young and the old. I'll keep on singing a song, keep on keeping on, 'cause there's country music in my soul. Yeah, yeah, yes, there's country music in my soul. Oh, oh, yes, there's country music in my soul.
George Hamilton IV with Country Music in My Soul. In 2010, George was inducted into the North Carolina Music Hall of Fame. A 54-year veteran of the Grand Ole Opry, what a shame he's not in Nashville's Country Music Hall of Fame. Something doesn't add up there. Homecoming in Heaven was George Jones. And friends, if you're just joining the Gospel Trail now, today is our 14th anniversary program, and welcome aboard. Hank Williams is my all-time favorite country music artist, and you know he's going to be on today's show. Les Leverett, a WSM station employee, salvaged the Mother's Best Flower radio programs from a dumpster in 1966. Les sold them to Hillis Buttram. 15 years earlier, Hillis played bass for Hank's Drifting Cowboy Band, and it was thought the 72 15-minute radio programs were discarded years prior to their 1966 discovery. Hillis Buttram tried releasing the programs, and as soon as WSM Radio and MGM Records knew of their existence, everything went into litigation. And it would be another 43 years, in 2009, before the rightful owners, the Hank Williams estate, released them. These 140 live recordings captured Hank Williams in a live setting offering dozens of songs for the very first time. Songs like The Pale Horse and His Rider.
Awful good hymn is called When the Pale Horse and His Rider Goes By.
Listen, poor sinner, you're drifting away from the dear Savior who's pleading today. What will you do when the Savior ain't nigh? When the pale horse and his rider goes by, the time now ain't long when the Savior will come, and it's then you'll be judged by the deeds you have done. On that judgment day, you'll weep and you'll cry. When the pale horse and his rider goes by, when that trumpet sounds on the sinners below, not even the angels in heaven will know. It's then that you'll wish you had Jesus nigh. When the pale horse and his rider goes by, oh, won't you redeem your poor wicked soul? For you can't pay your way with silver and gold. If you're not saved, you'll be lost in the night. When the pale horse and his rider goes by.
There you have it, When the Pale Horse and His Rider Goes By. I first started singing that song, a lot of the folks would ride in, they want to know what the pale horse and his rider meant. The Bible speaks of a pale horse and his rider is death.
That's right.
I had some from the
He's one of the four horsemen.
That's right.
Friends, thanks for making the Gospel Trail a part of your day, and a special thanks to our sponsors, Cunningham Construction and the Pugwash Cooperative Limited. Please check out my archive programs at CFTA's home website. We offer a variety of gospel music, and we're live at tantramarfm.ca from any listening device. We are the station that put the word radio back into radio. Tantramar Community Radio, CFTA 107.9.
My wandering days, I had wandered away. I had wandered away from my Lord. But in my heart was a dream, and my soul was so lean to return to the old country church. Take me back to my old country church. Take me back to that old country church, to the place where we all used to meet.
take me back to that old country church where the gospel of Jesus was preached. Take me back to my old country church. The church bells ring, I can hear the choir sing, I remember every word that preacher said. Jesus came to save your soul, come my friend and join the fold, come and join the fold of Jesus, he's the way. Take me back to my old country church. Take me back to that old country church, to the place where we all used to meet. Take me back to that old country church where the gospel of Jesus was preached. Take me back to my old country church.
One of my recordings, Take Me Back to My Old Country Church. The late Marg Casey from Little River, Nova Scotia, wrote that one, and that's Marg's melody, too. Hank Williams with a radio version of The Pale Horse and His Rider, written by Johnny Bales and Irvin Staggs. Lloyd Big Boots Langell is on our 14th anniversary Gospel Trail show. Lloyd started his career over CKBW Bridgewater Radio in the mid-1940s. One of the best pickers and singers at that time. He was 74 when he recorded his one and only CD called Never Too Late. Let the Lower Lights Be Burning comes from a tragic shipwreck in Cleveland, Ohio, where a ship crashed onto the rocks because the lower lights guiding the ships through the channel were not lit, leading to around 200 deaths. Evangelist D.L. Moody told this true story, and Philip Bliss was so moved, he composed the hymn to encourage people to shine their light for Christ. Lloyd Langell does one fine job on this hymn, and then it's one of the best versions I've ever heard of This Train by Janet Crawford and Dr. Ray Legere from Sackville, New Brunswick.
Brightly beams our Father's mercies from His lighthouse evermore. But to us He leaves the keeping of the light along the shore. Let the lower lights be burning, send their gleams across the way. Some poor fading, struggling seaman, You may rescue, You may save. Dark the night of sin has settled, loud the angry billows roar, eager eyes are watching, longing for the light along the shore. Let the lower lights be burning, send their gleams across the waves. Some poor struggling seaman, You may rescue, You may save. Trim your feeble lamps, my brother, some poor sailor, tempest-tossed trying now to reach the harbor in the darkness, may be lost. Let the lower lights be burning, send their gleams across the waves. Some poor fading, struggling sea.
This train is bound for glory, this train. This train is bound for glory, this train. This train's bound for glory. Don't carry nothing but the righteous and the holy. This train, bound for glory, this train. This train don't carry no gamblers, this train. This train don't carry no gamblers, this train. This train don't carry no gamblers, no hot town women or midnight ramblers. This train carry no gamblers, this train. Well, this train is bound for glory, this train. This train is bound for glory, this train. This train's bound for glory, don't carry nothing but the righteous and the holy. This train bound for glory, this train. This train don't pull no liars, this train. This train don't carry no liars, this train. This train don't carry no liars, no hypocrites and no high flyers. This train carry no liars, this train. This train is bound for glory, this train. This train's bound for glory, this train. Train's bound for glory, don't carry nothing but the righteous and the holy. This train, bound for glory, this train. This train is bound for glory, this train. This train is bound for glory, this train. This train's bound for glory, don't carry nothing but the righteous and the holy. This train, bound for glory, this train. This train is bound for glory, this train. This train is bound for glory, this train. Well, this train's bound for glory. Don't carry nothing but the righteous and the holy. This train, bound for glory, this train. Well, this train is bound for glory, this train. Oh, yes, we're bound for glory, this train. This train, bound for glory. Don't carry nothing but the righteous and the holy. This train, bound for glory, this train. train, this train, this train, this train, this train's bound for glory. Don't carry nothing but the righteous and the holy. This train, bound for glory, this train. Oh, this train is bound for glory, this train.
Janet Crawford and Dr. Ray Legere, This Train, also known as This Train is Bound for Glory. And that's from Ray and Janet's 2019 CD, The Day the Train Pulled into Town. It's a traditional African-American spiritual with unknown origins, first recorded in 1922. Dozens recorded it, including Woody Guthrie, Bob Marley, Johnny Cash, David Houston, and Hank Snow. Let the Lower Lights Be Burning was the late Lloyd Big Boots Langell from Mahone Bay. One record in my collection that I am proud to have is the 1984 vinyl album Misty Creek on Record. Just a Closer Walk with Thee is another song of unknown origins, believed to have emerged from 19th century Southern African American churches, possibly predating the Civil War. Kenneth Morris published the song in 1940 after he heard a train station porter singing the song. Lead vocals are by Ken Smith, and Albert Greeno is on tenor and Earl Field on baritone. This one's going out to Marilyn and Ray Letcher. Wallace Greeno and Ray Letcher are also on the recording. After Misty Creek, it's a short clip of This Old House from the Bobby Lord television show from the late 1960s. And this is the audio from the video. You'll hear the Statler Brothers, Bobby Lord, and Waylon Jennings in that order. Gospel by Waylon is rare, and he sings all of just two lines on this short clip. So friends, it's Misty Creek with an old-time favorite, Just a Closer Walk with Thee.
Thou art strong. Jesus, keep me from all wrong. I'll be satisfied as long as I walk. Let me walk close to Thee. Just a closer walk with Thee. Granted, Jesus is my plea. Daily walking close to Thee. Let it be, dear Lord, let it be. Just a closer walk with Thee.
Just a closer walk with Thee.
Granted, Jesus is my plea.
Just a closer walk with Thee.
Daily walking close to Thee. Let it be, dear Lord, let it be.
Friends, I welcome your comments about the Gospel Trail. Please let me know what you want to hear. Email requests.ca@eastlink.ca or call me at 902-243-3102. A big thanks to our program sponsors, the Pugwash Cooperative Limited and Cunningham Construction. I'm here Sunday mornings at 9 and again Monday evenings at 6. We are Tantramar Community Radio, the voice of Cumberland and Westmoreland counties. You can get us on any listening device from anywhere in the world, right here, folks, at tantramarfm.ca or CFTA
107.9. This old house once knew my wife. This old house was home and comfort as we fought the storms of life.
This old house once rang with laughter. This old house heard many shouts. Now it trembles in the darkness as the lightning walks about.
Ain't gonna need this house no longer. Ain't gonna need this house no more.
Ain't got time to fix the shingle. Ain't got time to fix the floor. Ain't got time to all the hinges nor to mend the window pane. Ain't gonna need this house no longer. I'ma get ready to meet the same.
One more time.
Ain't gonna need this house no longer.
The gentlemen, appreciate you coming. Scandler Brothers, Waylon Jennings.
Thanks a lot, Bob.
Boy, you guys are great. I enjoyed this evening with you.
The Statler Brothers, Bobby Lord and Waylon Jennings, with a very short version of This Old House. Misty Creek from Amherston area, Just a Closer Walk with Thee. A favorite lady performer from Amherst is Evange Landry, and you'd look long and hard to find a better version of her great recording if there's a phone in heaven. And then it's Miss Connie Smith with one that Hank Williams wrote, When the Book of Life is Read.
Good morning, Jesus. Yes, it's me again. But I didn't call this time to get forgiveness for my sins. I called to talk to Mama, and I know she's there with you. If there's a phone in heaven, then Jesus put me through and give me one more chance to tell her that I love her. Oh, let me hear her sweet voice one more time, for I want her to know how much I'm thinking of her. If there's a phone in heaven, put my mama on the line. All those things I should have told her while I still had the chance. But one day, Lord, you took her with no warning in advance. So I'm begging now, please give me one last opportunity. If there's a phone in heaven, let my mama talk to me and give me one more chance. chance to tell her that I love her. Oh, let me hear her sweet voice one more time, for I want her to know how much I'm thinking of her. If there's a phone in heaven, put my mama on the line. If there's a phone in heaven, put my mama on the line.
In life, many battles that you will have to fight. Just stay close to Jesus and journey in His light. Then on that judgment morning, when all pain has fled, you'll stand in God's kingdom when the book of life is read. When the
Connie Smith, When the Book of Life is Read, and a favorite lady performer from Amherst, Nova Scotia, Evange Landry, with a very moving song, If There's a Phone in Heaven. In 1975, Columbia Records released Connie Smith Sings Hank Williams' Gospel. It's one of the best-sounding albums in my collection. Due to a technicality, the album was recalled and then re-released. I guess someone must have forgot to dot an I or cross a T. It's one of my favorite albums, and it took me some time to find a copy. A French-Canadian girl is next, Julie Johnston, born across the Ottawa River from Renfrew, Ontario, in Shawville, Quebec, the oldest from a family of 10, and just like Dolly Parton's mother, Julie's mom made all their clothing. Her husband is Bob Johnston, an inductee of the Ottawa Valley Country Music Hall of Fame, and Julie's CD and song is titled He's Still Working on Me, written by Joel Hemphill. Al Briscoe, one of Canada's top steel guitar players, added his steel and dobro to her two recordings. Friends, here's Julie Johnston, and this one is called He's Still Working on Me.
He's still working on me to make me one. took him just a week to make the moon and the stars, the sun and the earth and Jupiter and Mars. How loving and patient he must be, 'cause he's still working on me. There really ought to be a sign upon my heart. Don't judge her yet, there's an unfinished part. But I'll be perfect just according to his plan, fashioned by the master's loving hand. And he's still working on me to make me what I ought to be. It took him just a week to make the moon and the stars, the sun and the earth and Jupiter and Mars. How loving and patient he must be, 'cause he's still working on me. In a mirror of his word, reflections that I see, makes me wonder why he never gives up on me. But he loves me as I am, hears me when I pray. Remember, he's the potter, I'm the clay. He's still working on me to make me what I ought to be. It took him just a week to make the moon and the stars, the sun and the earth and Jupiter and Mars. How loving and patient he must be, 'cause he's still working on me. He's still working on me. He's still working on me.
Julie Johnston from Renfrew, Ontario. He's still working on me. Julie released two CDs, Country Favorites by Request and her gospel CD, He's Still Working on Me. And friends, I hope you enjoyed our program number 730, my 14th anniversary Gospel Trail show. And I'd like to extend a special thank you to all of you for making the Gospel Trail show possible. And a big thanks to Tantramar Radio. Also a special thank you to my sponsors, the Pugwash Cooperative Limited and Cunningham Construction from Pugwash. And they've been with me from the beginning. And I can't think of anyone better to close than our awesome, talented boys, the Spinney Brothers from Wolfville, Nova Scotia. Known the world over, they released at least 13 albums. Better Get In That Number is from their CD, Here at the Cross. They list the song as a traditional. Jim and Jess McReynolds and the Virginia Boys recorded it under a different title, That Number That No Man Can Number. I see Molly O'Day cut it for Columbia in 1949, and it appears that the writers are Molly and her husband, Lynn Davis. The correct title is Coming Down from God. It appears on the CD, O Sister, the Women's Bluegrass Collection by Carol Elizabeth Jones. And friends, that's our 14th Gospel Trail anniversary. And again, a big thanks to you all. And until next week, we're going out with Rick and Alan, the Spinney Brothers. Better Get In That Number. The real title is Coming Down from God.
Number that no man can number, coming down from God. Mother will join that number that no man can number, then Jesus will wake her from her great slumber. Voices heard from heaven will be louder than thunder, coming down from God. Better get in that.
that number that no man can number. Coming down from God.
That number that no man can number. Yeah, daddy's in that number that no man can number. Father's in that number that no man can number.
Coming down from God. Better get in that number that no man can number. Better get in that number that no man can number. Better get in that number that no man can number. Coming down from God.
Saints of God go out to greet him. Are you getting ready for friends to receive him?
Coming down from God. Better get in that number that no man can number. Better get in that number that no man can number. Better get in that number that no man can number. Coming down from God. Coming down from God.
Friends, it's been a pleasure, and I hope you enjoyed today's program. Thanks for walking the Gospel Trail with me. The Gospel Trail was made possible in part by the Pugwash Cooperative Limited and by Cunningham Construction from Pugwash. I hope you heard a song or two that you've not heard in a while. I'm Peter Trenum. Our time has come to an end. If the good Lord's willing, I'll be with you next week. Blessings to you all, and until next time.